Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumb has been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Bird Show.
I don't hate it today. I don't hate plead the fifth at all today. Last week, maybe I didn't like it so much, but today I like it. Because it's Kristen that is on the hot seat today on plead the fifth.
My biscuits are burning. And what's funny is
save that.
I do the schedule. So I've been seeing this all week, so I knew it was coming. And then I come in studio this morning and I open my computer and I open my schedule and I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Yeah.
Try to black it out.
Yeah.
I guess I did.
Mm-hmm. Gives you that adrenaline first thing in the morning that you don't want.
Nope.
All right.
So these are five questions submitted anonymously for Kristen. She can plead the fifth to one of them. So what do we got here, Tommy?
All right, Kristen. First, jacking with the chemistry of the show.
Ooh.
Who do you think fits in on the Bert Show the least?
Who do you think on the Bert Show fits in the least?
Who is the weakest link?
Oh, those are two.
That's two different questions.
Yeah. Save that one for the next question.
Yeah.
This is the entire staff we're talking about.
Huh?
Yeah, well, I guess we don't know. Okay.
I guess so.
Your interpretation.
All right, so I'm going to go off of whenever we schedule stuff to hang out and whatnot. And I think this is just because their personal life is not that all of our personal lives are very demanding, but they, and I don't even want to say they prioritize because we all prioritize our personal life. I just know when we hang out, the person who is not able to attend the most would be Tracy because of something with their kids, something with their parents, et cetera. So that's who I'm going with.
Who's Tracy?
The person who's been with you the longest.
Yeah, she's literally been here since the inception of the show.
She's still with us.
You should refer to her as Loyal Tracy.
Her middle name is Loyal, that's for sure.
All right. Now, you work with a lot of charities. Name them off real quick.
Oh, geez.
This is not the question part. I just need this as a preface to get to the question.
Okay, so I am chairwoman of Bert's Big Adventure, and then I do a lot for the Rally Foundation. I'm actually going to be hosting their Rally on the Runway here coming up in April. I work with the Pediatric Brain Tumor Foundation.
Yep.
I love Canine Assistance. I have worked with them before. They actually have dogs, like Bert's Big Adventure kiddos have dogs that have graduated from Canine Assistance. I love the Atlanta Humane Society. It's where I adopted my dog Boone.
Mine too.
I love Paws out in Decatur. That's where I adopted my dog Willie. Page Turners Make Great Learners.
And okay, now you're just showing off.
Okay, so
flexing.
The question is, of all of those, which would you not give a dollar to?
No, we're not doing that one.
Oh, and you say the moms thing?
Helping Mamas. Yeah. We're going to have our Pinot Period Party coming up here in May.
That's so like eight. All right. So if you had to drop one of those, which one would it be?
Are you going to choose babies or dogs?
Oh, moms. Let me, I could put this into Tommy speak. Which one of those charities do you hate the most?
Well, if I'm going to drop one, I'm dropping Burt's Big Adventure because that's the one I had to donate most time to.
Wow.
That's my answer.
Okay. Oh, all right. God, right on the eve of Burt's Big Adventure.
With the hoodie on.
Yeah. When did you start hating kids with chronic and terminal illnesses?
All these kids on this trip going to look at you so differently come next week, man.
I'm going to be savage with a capital S today.
That's the one I thought you were protecting at all costs. If you could relive a moment with one of your exes, who would you choose? Ooh. And what was the moment?
Relive a moment. Which one would you do?
Oh gosh.
On Valentine's Day, somebody in here is savage.
Yeah, my uppercase savage just turned to a lowercase savage.
Now, this could be taken a couple different ways. You could be reliving a moment that was great.
Yeah.
You help. Or you could relive a moment that, you know, maybe.
Yeah, yeah, why are you
helping?
Right.
Well, you never help. Right. Either way, we're going to get a good story. Or it could be a moment of a redo. Something that you didn't handle so great the first time, you relive in the moment and you get a second chance.
Okay. So there's a moment I would like to relive. And the reasoning behind it is, if you are a fan of true crime, you know that witnesses are not reliable because our memories suck. And we don't tend to remember things as they are, but we remember them for like who we are. And so there is a moment that I would like to relive just to see if it's the same in my memory as it happened in real life. Does that make sense?
Sure. Mm-hmm. I'm with you.
So I remember going to Atlantic City to watch a hockey game with a friend and another woman that worked for the hockey team, because this is when I was working for the minor league hockey team.
This was not the trip to New York City with the sugar daddy that asked you to spit cheese on his feet?
No, I'm not even going to correct the details anymore because I'm so tired of this. I'm not reliving that because I'm pretty sure I remember that one.
If you're new around here, it was a rough weekend for her.
I can't even remember if Kentucky beat Duke that weekend. All right, so we went to Atlantic City. We were working for this hockey team, and it was on this trip that I found out that the guy I was dating had a child that he was hiding.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Wow. How long were you guys dating for?
A year.
A year.
We have been together a year.
And maybe he was hiding the world from his child.
So he was not an active part in the child's life. That changed soon thereafter. But at that point, we had been dating a year. He had a kid. And
a year.
Wow. Yeah. They were. And all that changed afterwards. But I remember, like, we flew to Atlantic City. I remember coming back on the plane, and I knew this information, and I was just so distraught. And now he knew because we had talked about it while I was in Atlantic City, and I'm like, WTF, like, what's going on here? And I remember coming up the escalator from the airport and him standing there and just this intense moment. And I was like, I was so upset, and then he was so upset, and I just wish I could play out that scene again of what we said to each other and what he said to make me stay with him.
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay.
Okay.
Ooh, this is good.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
That was a very good one.
Because we didn't break up. Like, I stayed with him, and then he became a part of that child's life, and then I became a part of that child's life.
Oh, wow.
This is some lore.
Wow. Right?
Did he say, nobody else wants you, you might as well stay?
No,
wow.
So.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I'd like to be witness to that also.
Me too.
Man.
Take me with you.
Yeah.
So I would love to know what he said that caused me not to break up with him, and we stayed together, and then she ended up becoming a part of his life and ultimately mine, and then of course we broke up and went our separate ways. But yeah, so
wow. Okay.
All right, question number four, Kristen.
I dug deep for that one.
You, your husband Bart, your little son Jimmy,
yes,
and your dogs, because this is a dog friendly cruise. You guys are all on a cruise ship together. And there it is, an iceberg.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
You guys nail that iceberg.
Yes.
And the ship goes down, but there's a door, and you are on that door.
Who wrote this?
That's a long-ass question.
Whoever wrote Titanic.
I did. I'm kind of taking it from a different question than I'm expanding on.
It's a shocker.
Because I think it's funny.
Okay.
So there's a door.
Yep.
You're on it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm floating on the door.
Yep.
Okay.
And you determine that, yes, one item can fit with you on that door.
Item or a person?
Well, it could be an item as in a dog.
So it's either Leroy, Willie, Boone, Bart, or Jimmy. Oh,
yes.
It's going to be a no-brainer.
Yeah. I'm on the floating. Jimmy's coming.
That's a no-brainer.
Of course.
Yeah.
All right.
Why do you hate Bart and your dogs?
No.
Bart would want.
Yes.
You, yeah. Bart would grab the heaviest thing he could so he'd sink to the bottom of the ocean. So it wasn't even a choice.
All right.
Yep. It's Jimmy.
Last question. You've been with the show now, what, about almost 14 years?
Yeah, it'll be 14 years this year.
Me too.
God, how have I done it?
I don't know.
If you had to work with the entire Bird Show for another 20 years.
Oh, no.
But had to get rid of one member. And I would say...
no, volunteers tribute.
I would say this member has to be one of the people in these two rooms. Which person would it be? And that would be Bert, Cassie, Mo, Abby, me, Katie, Rebecca. Kaylee is out today. So you can't say Kaylee because I know that'd be your first answer.
Happy Valentine's Day. I plead the fifth.
Oh,
we got
okay.
one. We got one.
Okay. Right. Why answer a question when you don't freaking have to?
Truth.
That's a good point.
Truth. Yeah, I've been asking myself that for years and I've done it every week.
Me
except
too.
Last week, except the politician one.
Yeah.
It's the Bert Show.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So, what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter THANKYOU25 for 25% off. It's promo code THANKYOU25 at TakeLean.com.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why weight loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
All right, real talk here for a second. I'm so bummed out because I thought this was such a perfect fit for me. And I've been so excited about it for 4 days. And now I think it's over. Okay, let me try to explain here. So look, I'm looking at this career and there's going to be a time here where I'm just like, you know what? I don't want to be Bert Show Bert anymore. I'm going to go do something else at some point. I've been doing it here 25 years. So I've been sort of mentally preparing myself for that day. That's where this whole thing starts, right? So I've never done a hobby. I've never done anything that wasn't graded or wasn't based on likes or success. So as I've been talking to my therapist about it, and I get nervous about looking at that time where I'm not doing this and I'm not Bert Show Bert anymore, the one thing I really want to start looking at and working on is me doing things just for the fun of it that don't have any kind of grade or success attached, right? So I thought...
It must be exhausting to have a performance-based life.
You don't have that?
No, I do.
Yeah. So you know how tiring it is.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying as I'm thinking about it. But I think you take it to like the nth degree. even like you said, you don't even have a hobby that's not like performance based. Like literally everything you do. Like I finished a book last night and that was lovely. It was a great accomplishment, but I did.
Was it Throne of Glass?
I finished Throne of Glass last night.
Did you tell everybody so you could get likes?
No. Haven't posted. The first time I talked about it, I'll talk to Abby and Cassie about it during the commercial break, but I feel like I have that in my business life. Mm-hmm. In my work life, I don't necessarily have that in my personal life. And I feel like you have to deal with it in both.
I do, right? And I think if you get into this industry, if you get into the entertainment industry, I think it's baked into your DNA a little bit. You guys too or no?
I think, yeah, I mean, to your point, I remember the last time I finished a book and I remember thinking, wow, I can't wait to tell my Instagram followers about it and tell them what I rated it.
Right?
So I think it's fair that when you get into this type of work, I think there's a small part of you that really likes exterior validation, and that's how we ended up here in the first place.
Absolutely. 100%. I've always felt like that. I think that's why when I do get a moment to play my PlayStation, I love it so much, because it's the only time in life where I don't feel like that.
You know, I was the only child kid, so it goes all the way back to that. And I'm the, hey, look at me kid that was performing for my parents and my family when I was 5 or 6 years old. So now that I'm looking at a life where I might not be getting this, I'm like, okay, let's start preparing for it. I have been on TikTok, but I've been a voyeur on TikTok. I generally scroll through there just to stay in touch with what's going on.
Look for content,
but I have never posted anything except the very first video a couple of years ago. I was trying to find some lighting, and I stayed away from it for years and years and years. And then I thought, I accidentally got into an algorithm, or maybe just saw one post on TikTok that was about World Talk and Euro Talk and Global Talk, and I'm like, dude, I love traveling. This is going to be really, really exciting for me. Maybe I can use my TikTok to not be Bert Show Bert, but I can be a guy that reaches out and first of all, sees how the rest of the world is seeing America right now, and then reach out. And I love different cultures and seeing how they do things differently than we do here in America. Even people in their own homes in like Scotland that are giving you sort of a look on inside of their house, what it looks like compared to America. That kind of stuff turns me on. What the different environments and everything different about the other countries turns me on, right? And there's still, or there was, I thought, a fascination about America also for those that didn't come here. And because I love traveling so much, I thought this would be really fun for me. And this is something that I can just do as a hobby that I won't look for likes. I'm just going to do it to learn more about people and share my culture also. That was 4 days ago. Okay, I'm over it. and it has nothing to do with the likes or anything like that. Although there is a sub fight in my head about all that I can get into another time. Because really, I don't want this to be about likes or growing an audience. But naturally, when I'm on there, I'm like, oh, this one didn't get as many likes as the last one did. And that's what I'm trying to stay away from.
You got mad because my rainbow butt picture got more likes than a picture of you with your kids. That's how like competitive, performance-based you are.
Right. So, but this one was supposed to flush all that out and I was supposed to work on it. So as I'm starting to get into this Euro talk and global talk, at first it started out pretty cool, you know, where people were sharing different things about their cultures. But then I've noticed a twist here, and it really has become, as I'm witnessing what is going on in our country, as it's viewed by other countries, we have become a punching bag for the rest of the world. And not only our politics, but it has gotten really personal around the world also. And I think it's because people are like, how dare you allow people to be voted into office that you did? So I'm going to take it out on all of you rather than the government. And I think I said this on our bonus content the other day. For me, it's okay to talk crap about your own family within your family. But once somebody says the exact same thing you're saying to your family, but they're outside the family, you get real offended. And as I've been scrolling and I've been seeing people rip on not only America, but on Americans, it almost feels like when a Destiny football team finally starts to decline and everybody else is just really enjoying kicking the crap out of them because they've been so good for so long. I can't help but take it so personally that I find myself defending our country, even though I'm really not down with a lot of stuff that's going on here. But it's our stuff. We're getting ripped on so many different levels here that it has really taken any kind of enjoyment out of it for me at all. And now I feel like if I'm going to post anything, it's going to be defending the country in ways that I probably would have a very different conversation with you guys about. Then, it has just completely lost the originality and the pureness of what I wanted it to be.
You just wanted to look into other people's homes and other countries, but now all you feel like is you're just like the America's a punching bag.
Yeah, let me give you an example. Like yesterday I made a video here in the halls of what it looks like in an American radio station. Mm-hmm. It wasn't even a radio station. And I thought it would be funny to just take a video of all the snacks that we have here compared to snacks that you would have in other countries at work, if they even have snacks in other countries at work. I didn't even post it yesterday because as I was getting ready to post it, Americans were getting beat up by people in Scotland and Ireland and all over the world. But again, it wasn't about politics. It was making fun of the American people. And it just, it put me in such a bad mood. The last 2 days, I really felt like I have been on edge. And I think some of that came out yesterday in the argument that Cassie and I had late in the show, which was a superficial conversation I got pissed about. But I've been on edge because I have been sort of diving now more into social media and diving into news, and it's totally changed my attitude the last couple of days.
I'm so glad you realized it, because it, like, social media and news can have such a deep impact on your mindset and your well-being.
You don't realize it till it's too late. And then when you're sitting down at night and you're like, why am I so edgy? Everything's gone well. And then I realize, I take a look at the numbers online and I'm like, oh, that's why the world is coming to an end, you know, is what the world is telling us and what our own media is telling us. It's done. It's over.
You know, it's interesting. I think there's this conception of when Americans look at like Europeans or people in other countries, they're like, you're so worldly. You know so much. They have no clue how America works. They don't understand how the state government is different from federal government. They don't even know how big it is. They think, a lot of them can think they can drive from New York to Miami in a day and then hop on over to LA.
It's one of the things I wanted to share, is me being on a drive in California for 15 hours in California. For them in Europe, that would be unheard. You'd be
mind blown.
You'd be through 7 countries. That's the stuff that I wanted to share.
In England, their family moves 3 hours away and they're like, well, I guess I'll never see you again. And for us, you're like, what? That's like a normal. I mean, people here in Atlanta commute for 2 hours to get to work. And so I think I hear what you're saying, because I've been there too. But if you decide to come back to it, I do think there's a way, and it'll feed into your performance-based heart. You could be the representation for America and disbanding some of these myths. You can show the snacks and be like, I know y'all are going to rag on us about what's in it, but we don't control the snacks that come in here. I just thought you'd like to see it and just take the wind out of their sails.
I also don't want to fuel it. So now putting that stuff up there, which I thought would be pretty lighthearted a couple of days ago, now I know that is going to be a center of another thing they're going to rip on us for. And I don't want to be that family member that is encouraging more hate for my country.
That's fair, too.
Hey, Robert, good morning. You're on the Bird Show.
Hey, Bird, don't worry about the number 2 red dye. We're taking it out of our snacks anyway. Most people on TikTok and, you know, Instagram, so that, they're going to be haters anyhow, no matter what you put out there. You put a puppy, the ice cream next to it, they're just going to be, oh, my God, you're poisoning the puppy. So I would do it for longer than 4 days and kind of let it work itself out and see how you feel about it, not how everybody else does.
You know, it's interesting, Robert, because one of the questions and one of the things I really wanted to see is, America, is America online just meaner than other countries? You know, when we post stuff and we see people that are posting really personal, mean things in America, is that happening around the rest of the world, which is one of the questions I wanted to ask. Now I don't have to ask it. Because I'm seeing it, man.
But you, I want.
I got a bunch of friends in Canada. They do that. They are absolute haters.
Dude, they are the worst right now, man. Yeah, I mean, they're booing our national anthem now. They're pissed. You know how hard it is to piss off a Canadian?
But I also want to remind people, social media is not reality. Like, you are seeing a fraction of the population and what the population thinks. And I think it's a very dangerous leap to go like, everybody thinks this way. No, the fraction of people that are on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. And I mean, yeah, don't get me wrong. There's a lot of people on it. But that when you look at our population globally, mm-hmm. that is a small fraction of people and of their thoughts and opinions. And that does not mean that's what everybody thinks.
You start to realize also we're America is a small fraction of people compared to the rest of the
Absolutely.
World. And we have a very different attitude about that.
This is The Bird Show.
Come on. Who believes in love at first sight? We talked to a couple of listeners a few months ago that as soon as they met the person that they think they fell in love with, they're like, oh yeah, this is the person I'm going to be with. I'm like, okay, let's just test you in a couple of months and see how it's going. They are on with us and we will get updates in their relationship here in just a couple of seconds. All right, before that, Rebecca, what is it about Valentine's Day that the Bird Show should absolutely be watching?
Well, I was going to recommend you guys the perfect romantic movie to watch for Valentine's Day, but then I remembered that unlike me, you guys won't be watching it all alone. You guys will be watching it with your girlfriend, your husbands, your cat adjacent boyfriends. And I got kind of angry. I was filled with like a romantic rage.
Aww.
So my recommendations have turned into little roasts for each of you.
Okay.
You can come share my cat boyfriend adjacent thing, whatever you said.
Oh, I'd love to. You have two now, so you can share.
Yeah. All right, let us have it.
All right, Bert.
Because you're bitter on Valentine's Day. Let us all have it.
I'm not bitter. The movie you should watch, Bert, mm-hmm. is the 1988 Tom Hanks classic Big. Not because I believe that's what you want to be physically, but because after all the pee talk, I'm genuinely suspicious you might be a child in a grown man's body.
I am doing God's work. What I did this week was God's work.
Life changing.
We salute you. Kristen, your Valentine's Day movie is The Holiday. Because the most romantic thing your husband could gift you is a weekend away all alone.
God, isn't that the truth? Mm-hmm.
And if you squint really, really hard, Bart kind of looks like Jude Law.
My eyes are closed.
Cassie, your Valentine's Day movie is my favorite. It's The Princess Bride.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I know you've wanted to say to your insurance agents, my name is Cassandra Young. You killed my deductible. Prepare to die.
No comments. So good. Killed my deductible.
Litigation pending. You have no comment.
As you wish.
As you wish. Mo, uh-huh. your Valentine's Day movie is the answer you give your family every time they ask you if you're ever going to get married. Definitely, maybe.
Okay. All right.
And Abby, oh, no. your movie is Never Been Kissed.
Oh. What's the word? That's so mean.
I'm not sure you have. But if you feel bad about any of these recommendations, just know that my Valentine's Day movie is Nope.
Bless.
That was not nice.
Abby's still stunned right now.
I'll have you know, I've kissed many a man.
Oh?
Yeah, once. Were they awake?
All right, let's check back in with Candace and Tina. Now, who are Candace and Tina? They were sure months ago that love at first sight was a real thing because it had just happened to them.
So we first spoke to Candace back in November of 2023. And our
2023. That's how far back this goes.
It's well over a year.
Time is
so
funny.
The last check-in was on Wednesday of November. So November 13th, 2024. And she met her man in a social media group. Candace said the way he moved was amazing. He was reading books, posting motivational quotes. And that made me pay attention to him. I know this man was meant for me. I knew before we even went on a date. So Candace had been dealing with the longest breakup in history, waiting for their lease to end so her ex could move out. So she was waiting to go deep and flirt with him. Her ex moved out and she told the guy she had a big crush on him. They talked for a couple of weeks and finally planned their first date. And he was everything she expected. They spent Thanksgiving together and made things exclusive. And on our third check-in, she told us that he has a drawer at her house and a tiny
box in her closet. They were both in 100% and had talked about getting engaged before the end of the year. Then back in June, they were looking for a house together, and he also asked for her ring size and what types of rings she likes. And when we last spoke to Candace, she told us it was going amazing. They did find a place, but he had some financial issues, so it didn't move immediately, but he was going to move in a week. So did he move in, and how is it going now?
All right, Candace, on Valentine's Day, is love at first sight a real thing and lasting?
It is a real thing, and it is lasting.
Oh, all right, give us the update here.
Okay, so everything has been going amazing. He did move in, and everything has been going really, really great. We are so in tune. We're locked in, so to speak, with each other and very considerate of each other. So I think he had a little fear at first, just seeing how everything would mesh, but he's so great. He loves my kids like his own, and he's just amazing.
Candace, what are the two of you doing today for Valentine's Day?
So we are not huge Valentine's Day people, but I did tell him that I wanted to start the tradition of writing love letters to each other.
Handwritten love letters?
Handwritten.
Better be handwritten. Yeah.
Don't want to go down that road. Guess who has her letter ready to read?
No way. Really? We're going to do it right now?
So I talked to her yesterday, and I said, ooh, do you have the letter? And she goes, well, it's in an envelope inside the envelope. And I was like, well, can you steam those two envelopes open? And she did, and she's got the letter, and she's ready to read it.
This is nice for Valentine's Day. Okay, let's go for it.
Yeah, so in this very vulnerable moment, so it says, oh, let me see. Okay, so it says, so we've made it to our second V-Day. Is it crazy that I feel like I love you more as the days go by? Never have I ever had a love so great. Never have I ever been so great at love. I'm in awe of how this has all manifested. They say that you know when you know, but how I knew is still the biggest mystery. With you, I feel calm and at peace. I feel safe and heard. I feel like I can tell you anything and not be judged. It feels like we were together in another life. The connection is so profound, so strong, that if this was another life, we'd still find each other. You're part of my heart. I can't wait to grow old with you. Can you believe we are still at the beginning? Happy Valentine's Day. You are my moon and stars.
Wow. I'm not crying. You crying.
I got all tight in the chest.
Oh, my. That was beautiful.
I want to steal your words. I mean, I would take out the I want to grow old with you because I'm already there.
I want to remain old with you.
I mean, that is really, really beautiful. What a great, great letter.
Oh, thanks.
And it all started with love at first sight.
Well, congratulations,
man. It was. Yeah, thank you.
That's fantastic. Congratulations. That's enjoy your Valentine's Day.
Thank you so much.
All right, you have a good day.
All right, you too.
That was so good. I'm worried about...
I feel like we should end right here. as Tina says that they've broken up, this whole thing is ruined.
Yeah, no, we've got to check in with Tina.
Do we?
Tommy knows what he's doing. Okay. I can't believe that these words are about to come out of my mouth. We must trust Tommy.
I'm not signing off on that.
We have a doubly good update today. The first one was great. Just hold on.
Okay. For those of you that are new around here, Mo, give us the recap of what Tina's love at first sight story was.
All right. So we also spoke to Tina in November of 2023, and our last check-in was Wednesday, November of 24. And she met her on Bumble, and they talked for a month or two before they went out. Something deep in her chest told her, this is it. She was with her ex-husband for 4 years, and it just never felt that way. And at the six-week mark, she said, the tingles are growing.
Okay.
She was getting to know his mom on FaceTime. She spent Christmas with his big family and loved it. They've also talked about marriage and thought she was headed towards a proposal, especially if he were to get a promotion that he's been working very hard to get. Last time we talked to Tina at that point, they were 7.5 months in. They were still talking marriage. He did get his big promotion and a big raise. He hadn't proposed yet, though, but they spent Memorial Day weekend in Charleston for a birthday, and he surprised her with a birthday gift trip to Paris. The last time we talked to Tina back in November, Tina told us she got engaged. He proposed in Paris last September. They had a hotel room with a balcony with a spectacular view of the Eiffel Tower. He told her he wanted a picture of her looking off the balcony at the Eiffel Tower. When she turned back around, he was on one knee and proposed with the most beautiful diamond ring. He even had family and friends waiting when they got back at the airport with flowers and balloons. We were going to let it go at that, but we got to know. Have they set the big date?
I think the last time we talked to her, I even said, we don't ever need to talk to you ever again. This is a beautiful, beautiful story.
She did, but we need to talk to her again.
Hey, Tina.
Hey, good morning.
All right, sounds like it's going to be an amazing update. What do we got?
Well, what do you want to know?
What's going on in the relationship? You guys got engaged, you proposed in such a beautiful way. What's happened since then?
Well, we talked about doing a wedding this summer, like a small one with friends and family. But this week, my fiance surprised me and he's flying me and all of our family and close friends, and we're going to Vegas.
Hey!
Flying the family.
So y'all are getting married in Vegas?
We are getting married tonight.
Crazy town.
This is fantastic.
Is Elvis going to be the one that's going to officiate the wedding?
I wish. That would be wild.
That's absolutely wonderful.
Love is real.
Yeah. Yeah, we're staying at my favorite hotel. I had no idea we're going to the Luxor. Mm-hmm. And he's like footing the bill for everybody. And yeah, we're going to leave in about an hour for the airport.
Congratulations.
Well, thanks for making time for us on your wedding day.
Wow.
Shout out to that promotion and that rating.
So love at first sight. I mean, maybe you should trust it.
Maybe.
Trust it.
Two for two.
Mm-hmm. Have a great Valentine's Day. Thank you for updating us. And congratulations on this beautiful life you've got now.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. Thanks for being with me through it all.
Oh, yeah. Now, can we be done with her?
Yes.
Okay, now we never want to hear from you ever again.
Listen, it's The Burt Show.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So, what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter THANKYOU25 for 25% off. It's promo code THANKYOU25 at TakeLean.com.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
Get to talk about my favorite subject.
See, it ends with us lawsuits.
Yeah, I was about to say, Blake Lively, Justin Baldoni.
Because there's some new drama, and it has everything to do with the author of the book, It Ends With Us, Colleen Hoover. Now, people had noticed back in January, as things were really starting to heat up between Justin Baldoni and Blake Lively, and they're going back and forth on lawsuits and lawsuits and amendments, and then we need extensions, and then the court date was set, and all this was going on. Colleen Hoover deactivated her Instagram. She was basically like, bye. I want to be out of this narrative. But now she is back on Instagram, and there are some noticeable changes that people think maybe she is going to be jumping ship and going to Justin Baldoni's side, because she has been very noticeably buddy-buddy with Blake Lively, and a lot of people have felt like, she's basically taking Blake Lively's side as of recently.
I am so incredibly sorry. ADHD moment. Who were you talking about in the very beginning of this?
It Ends With Us, Colleen Hoover, the author.
Okay. Tommy and I were talking back and forth, so I missed it. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So anyway, so she had posted right as Blake Lively had come out with her first lawsuit back in December. She posted a photo of Blake, and she said something like, something corny about flowers, because there's a flower element to the movie. She's like, never wilt, Blake, blah, blah, blah. I'm basically taking her side. Well, when she deleted the Instagram and she came back this week, people noticed that she actually deleted all the photos she has with Blake Lively. Huh. Now, to be fair, she deleted everything having to do with the movie. She deleted all of the photos of her on like the press tour. She deleted any photos she had with Justin Baldoni. But I do think it's very interesting, considering she was taking Blake Lively's side, at least on social media, that she also deleted those photos with Blake.
Okay, so if you are Colleen Hoover, where are you falling in all of this? Because everybody's talking about the movie, which means everybody's talking about your book. But are you peeved that this has become the storyline and not your book in the movie?
Of course I'm mad, but also I can't really feel that bad, because she came out and took Blake's side specifically before things could even play out in court, before we even saw a lawsuit from Justin Baldoni. Like, it's one thing for me, a random 27-year-old girl who talks for a living, to give my opinion, but for you to be so heavily involved in it and to completely jump the shark and post on social media about whose side you're taking, I mean, I have a little bit less empathy for her, because I think she really should have heard out Justin Baldoni before she gave an opinion. Mm-hmm. Now, to be fair, she was more entrenched in it than all of us, so her opinion does count more, but I do think it looked bad on her, and I think she contributed to a lot of the negative backlash in the press.
And you also have to remember, too, because you told us when it came to the rights of the book to make the movie, I think that right there speaks volumes, because Justin has the rights. But if there was a lawsuit, he would lose the rights, and then Colleen Hoover could get the rights back for her book, right?
Yeah, so there's a conspiracy theory that we've talked about once on the show, that people think that there might be a morality clause in Justin Baldoni's agreement with Colleen Hoover, who gave him the rights to It Ends With Us in 2019. And basically, a morality clause is a really popular thing to be in all of these entertainment agreements.
We have them in our contract.
Yeah.
So, we do?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Well, shoot, this is how
ours is a lot looser. But if one of us gets like a DUI or something like that, I mean, it could be cause for getting fired.
Yeah, so basically, if Justin Baldoni were to do something heinous like what Blake Lively is accusing him of, he could lose the rights and they would go back to Colleen Hoover. And there is footage of Blake Lively sitting next to Colleen Hoover in an interview where she was asked, are you going to do the sequel? And Blake says, if Colleen has her rights, I'll follow her anywhere. So it all looks like that could be the motive behind why this would all happen. But I want to get back to love, because obviously we need to get some drama out of the way. But since we just had such a lovey-dovey first break with everyone getting engaged and getting married, I want to talk about Selena Gomez and the new album that she and her fiance, Benny Blanco, are making together. So they have a new album coming out called I Said I Love You First, and it comes out on March 21st. They have their first single out, and it's called Scared of Loving You. And to me, basically, it sounds like the musical equivalent of when you have that mushy-gushy couple at the table, and they're like, no, I love you more. No, I love you more. No, you hang up first. Oh. No, you hang up first.
I get so nervous anytime she does anything, because I feel like she's so fragile. And I think people are seizing on her vulnerability that I get so nervous for her anytime she does anything or posts anything. Because I just feel like there's a breakdown coming.
Yeah, well, she has such a loyal fan base that even though we see a lot of backlash sometimes when she posts things, she has a lot of people that love her too.
Hey,
The Burt Show.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money